Annesley. Okay, we're going to move on to the CEO oral report, item 14.
Good. Metro has earned recognition for 5 consecutive years of compliance with the City of Santa Cruz Clean Ocean Program and was awarded a plaque at the City Awards Celebration. So great work. Congratulations to the Facilities Department for that. The APTA leadership, APTA is our national transit organization. APTA leadership has a group that's selected every year out of a number of applicants. And this year, John Rigo was selected to be a part of that leadership program. His name will be announced this weekend. At the conference. So we're excited for him. Today, Metro is participating in the UCSC Downtown Day, setting up and tabling at the Customer Experience Center on Front Street. And this location will be included for a scavenger hunt to help new students get acquainted with the area. October 2nd will be California Clean Air Day. Metro is offering free passes, free fares countywide that day, and encouraging the community to make their own Clean Air Day pledges through our online portal. We'll also have a tabling event at the Customer Experience Center on that day. October 6th will be Blue Innovation Day, hosted at the Seymour Center. Metro will be showcasing one of the ORAT buses and setting up a booth to promote environmental benefits of public transit and encourage attendees to sign up for a Go Santa Cruz to participate in one run at a time.
What is that again?
That is October 6th. On October 16th, Jody Frediani, one of Metro's one run at a time photographers, will be hosting her Wild Monterey book launch at the Exploration Center. Metro will be tabling at that event and showcase the Orca Well Bus.
These people go down to the Exploration Center. It's right at the head of the wharf, Santa Cruz.
And on October 19th will be our bus review. So a few of the board members have signed up to help judge and announce at the event. If anyone else wants to participate, please reach out to Donna for that. It should be a really fun event, and I look forward to seeing hopefully a majority of the board there at it. November 1st, this is a save the date. Paracruz is celebrating its 20th anniversary. So this event is being held at 2880 Research Park Drive in Soquel on Friday, November 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And more details will follow. Effective as of September 3rd, there have been 10 new hires and one promotion. We have one mechanic, two custodial service workers, two paratransit operators, 5 bus operators. So the state legislative update. August was a busy month for the legislature, sending Governor Newsom about 1,000 bills. The governor has until September 30th to sign, veto, or allow these bills to become law without his signature by taking no action. Governor Newsom also released $1.9 billion of the $2.4 billion total of 22 regional entities statewide on July 8th, and an additional $343 million of the $2.4 billion to an additional 18 regional entities statewide. The second released amount includes RTC's first year share of the SB 125 funding, totaling $16.4 million. Our state legislative advocate, Michael Pimentel, will join the board meeting in October to give an update. As well, our federal legislative advocate will also be there. Join us at the October board meeting for an update. Yesterday, a number of staff went down to Monterey for the, I think it's, they said 37th annual Central Coast Transit Summit. This year we had four transit systems that attended, Monterey, Salinas, San Luis Obispo, San Benito, and Santa Cruz. Went down and it was a, broke out into groups and be able to share information, challenges, issues, and collaborate and kind of build those relationships. So that when we do have issues throughout the year, that we know who we can reach out to. So it's a really good event. I really enjoyed it. And that's the end of my report.
All right. Questions?
I'll just add the Blue Innovation is including a talk about green hydrogen in the afternoon session. That's down in Ausland.
Where is that?
It's at the Seymour Center. At the
yeah.
Questions? Any others? Okay. Public comment? Okay. Seeing none, we'll come back to the board. I'll just say anyone who is available to go to the bus rodeo, it is a super good time. I went last year, may or may not have driven a bus. It was kind of terrifying on my end, but to do it, and now I feel very brave. I'm not changing a career anytime soon.
It was a fun day.
It was a really fun day. Yeah, we've got a lot of really talented
operators. Got to drive, so.
Yeah. I'm not going to make it this year, so I'm sorry to miss it, but I can't wait to see the pictures and hear the updates. It's a really fun event. I'm glad we do it. Any other comments or questions? Okay. With that, we are at the end of our meeting. Our next meeting will be Friday, October 25th. Same time, same place. Until then, take care of yourselves, take care of each other. Our meeting is adjourned.